This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
Do you really want to get him? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Excuse me. Yep. 7:37, time for Crime Stoppers here on Talk 107.3 FM. Welcome and back to the studio, Lieutenant Don Coppola. Appreciate you coming in this morning, man. It's been a mess out there.
It's been a mess. The rain, the traffic. So I hope your listeners are taking those extra steps to be extra careful this morning.
Same. It was bad coming in. So my Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get off to a bit of a later start. So rather than coming in at 4:30, I'm closer to 5. And just Government Street from before Electric Depot till I got here. Pitch black. It was like post hurricane type of pitch black.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an eerie.
Yeah,
eerie
it is.
Feeling.
It's creepy. No traffic lights, no street lights, no nothing. Just pitch black. And then the sky just lighting up with the lightning.
With the light. Well, I'm glad you're safe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Likewise.
Yes. Thank you.
We got some bad guys to catch today, but I believe we're starting off with a bad guy who, alleged bad guy who was caught.
Right. Absolutely. So back in December of last year, there was a homicide in the 4100 block of Burbank Street.
Mm-hmm.
Through the course of the investigation, Baton Rouge police detectives, of course, did a great job, but they needed that extra. And a Crime Stopper tip actually led to the arrest of Darius Janach, who is believed to be responsible for this incident. Of course, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. But the facts of the case, that the everything investigators had to include this anonymous tip, actually played a vital role in the arrest of Darius Janach.
Yes, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. This the crime happened on December 21st.
December 21st.
You said 4100 block of Burbank. That's the Lark apartment complex.
Yes.
I remember reporting on this when it happened. And Darius was picked up, what, 3-4 days ago? Maybe even up to a week ago. This is one of those ones where, I mean, we're talking really close to LSU's campus.
Yes. And there's been incidents since close to the campus. And
we saw one Sunday night, Don, sitting there due to a number of different obligations and responsibilities. Family wasn't able to make it to church over the weekend at our normal allotted 9 a.m.
Right,
mass.
Yeah.
So we were kind of all over the place. So I had to bring brought my daughter out to LSU for the 8 p.m. mass on Sunday night. We're sitting there in mass, and I get a text alert saying there's been a shooting on Chime Street.
Yes.
We're sitting here like in Christ the King, which is, you know, a block from Chime Street. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's 8:30 on a Sunday night.
I don't know what to say.
Turned out it was West Chimes, closer to Nicholson Gateway Apartments, so we weren't in any, you know, pressing danger.
But
still,
you never
it
know.
Remains.
You it's never just, know.
We're talking LSU campus. We're talking students here. And you know, you got, what, two arrested in that one. It was students involved.
It's senseless.
It is. It absolutely is.
And you know, after this Burbank arrest, of course, Baton Rouge police are investigating a shooting on Geronimo Street, Ontario Street. And then the latest, there was two victims on South Sherwood, which was
another apartment complex.
My mind's
escaping me on this.
So what we need to do is get those phone calls in, not only with these. We talked last week of the unsolved, and that's something too. So again, we've said it over and over again. No matter how small you think your information is, still pick up the phone, go to the P3 Tips app, get that information in, because that may be the missing piece investigators need to make an arrest.
Yeah. I mean, you could have, and just to give some examples of what that missing piece might be, I mean, not even a full-on license plate of a car, just a make and model.
Just a make and model.
A red Ford Focus. I saw a red Ford Focus near the scene. It was, it was leaving in a hurry, peeled out or whatever. Like that.
And everybody goes to the license plate. And the vehicles may not have a license plate, but they may have dark tinted windows. They may have some type of rims that are or aftermarket that may pique someone's interest. Bumper stickers or whatever it may be. There's a dent on the right fender. All that information is important.
Yeah.
So it's not only focusing on the license plate because the plate may be switched. The plate may be off.
Right.
So expand.
Saw the car with the tinted windows peeling out, leaving the scene, and then you find out that the person who was killed has a cousin with the car with the tinted windows, and that's not gonna. I mean, that like we said, that's one small piece of
an
overall puzzle.
One small piece, and Zachary investigators are looking for a couple individuals, and we received calls yesterday. The bus driver attack.
Dude, that was crazy.
We actually received calls shortly after that. So the point of this is keep those phones ringing, keep those tips coming in. Yep. Each one is taken seriously, passed on to investigators. So please keep those calls and tips coming in.
344-STOP is the phone number. 344-STOP is the phone number for Crime Stoppers. Let's dive in. We got a couple fugitives we're looking for today.
We do. We're going to start off. Baton Rouge Police is searching for the whereabouts of Tyron Tate on the charge of stalking. Investigators believe that about mid-April, Tate had contacted a female acquaintance at her place of employment by text and phone calls.
Okay.
Now, you think a text, phone call, one or two.
Guy's trying to shoot a shot. Come on.
Well, it's believed that it was around 300 calls and texts in one day. Okay, now, let me say that again.
They're shooting your shot. 300
text and phone calls in one day.
That's commitment to the bit right there.
So here this lady is at her employment, getting these calls and texts. Ooh. Now, we're going to take it one step further. There was also threats made.
Oh, no.
As far as Tate wanting to commit bodily harm to this individual. Okay.
And like through the messages?
Through the messages, through the phone calls, threats were made. And then it believed that he has been following her because he has made statements of her whereabouts at different locations during these calls and texts.
Okay.
300 of these.
So this is a very good example of how those little pieces can come together with the calls to 344.
100%.
With the P3 app. Tyron Tate was the name. Spell it for me.
T-A-U-R-N.
T-A-U-R-N.
R-O-N.
R-O-N, sorry.
Tate. T-A-T-E.
T-A-U-R-O-N. Tate.
He's one of the charges of stalking.
That is a scary feeling. I mean, that's more than just an annoyance.
You know, and put yourself in this victim's shoes. Mm-hmm. You're always feels like somebody's watching you. You're looking, over your shoulder. It's a scary situation because you just don't know. And this is something that has to be taken very seriously.
Right.
So.
Right. And one of the things about this, and Lieutenant Don Capola is our guest. It's Crime Stoppers. We do this every week. One of the things about this, Don, is this is an opportunity to be out in front. Stalking is one thing, but I don't think there's anybody in the audience who didn't hear that description, especially when you said the possibility of following the person around. You have the opportunity to not just solve a crime, because the stalking is a crime, but prevent the crime as well. Because, like I said, I don't think there's anybody who heard that doesn't think this is going to get worse before it gets better.
And it could very, very well get worse. And just like as we talk domestic violence over and over again, the verbal threats, which then are likely to turn physical. And it's just the degree of that. And unfortunately, a lot, and fatal.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Who else we got today?
One more. The East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office is looking for Dorothy Biden, Dorothy Biden. She's 59 years old. It's believed that she is a caregiver to an elderly female who is around the age of 90. this victim reported while viewing her bank statements, they were multiple unauthorized transactions listed for around $1,400.
This story was in the news, wasn't it?
It may have been.
On this one. Yeah.
It may have been. So the transactions were related to a Cash App, which Biden had no authorization to use. Mm-hmm. And the transactions came back to a Dorothy Bai. So through the investigation, detectives had put that together. So detectives with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office are looking for the whereabouts of Dorothy Biden on charges of, access device fraud, exploitation of the infirmed, and theft.
Spell that last name for me.
B-I-N-D-O-N.
B-I-N-D-O-N. Okay. Yeah, I remember the story. I didn't pronounce it like the president's last name. Is it Biden, like Joe Biden?
No.
But no, yeah. All right. Yeah, got an N in there.
No relation.
Got an N. Well, we hope not. Silent. Yeah, distant, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
anyway. Hey, crimes against the elderly are infuriating, to be sure.
They are.
Because number one, there's no call for it. And number two, the recourse there from the victim's perspective gets that much harder because I assure you this victim has no idea. Like, as it was happening, didn't know it was happening until after it happened.
Until after it happened. Right. After, and good thing, the victim was able to review bank statements to find this because mm-hmm. Who knows how long this would continue.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, it's essentially like identity theft, but in person.
Yes.
It is theft, but like the way that she went about this. 344-STOP is the phone number. 344-STOP. Of course, check out the Capital Region Crime Stoppers Facebook page. There is plenty of information available there on not just the fugitives we ask about on the air, but basically everybody that they're going after, everybody that they're keeping an eye out for. The Capital Region Crime Stoppers is the Facebook page. He's Lieutenant Don Coppola, stops by every week. Always appreciate it, man.
Thank you, and y'all have a great day.